garnering almost 1,800 of the 2,100 votes cast in Tuesday's North Adams, Massachusetts mayoral election, Tom Bernard has coasted to a second term over challenger Rachel Branch. Bernard spoke today with WAMC about the victory and what he hopes to accomplish in his next 2 years at the helm of Northern Berkshire County's largest community.
My takeaway is that my team and I made a good start over the course of the first term, and we're ready to double down and keep working for the city of North Adams.
What issues emerged in the conversations about a second term that you feel like will define the work you do for the next 2 years?
Well, I think the way that Rachel Branch and I talked about it was a little different, but making sure that as we focus on progress, we're not leaving people behind, that we're focusing on neighborhoods and the needs of people who have challenges in their lives, whether it's young people, whether it's the opioid addiction, whether it's poverty, affordability, mental health. You know, they're the issues that are deep and persistent in North Adams and in communities across the Berkshires and New England and the country.
With that being said, looking into the next 2 years, what's on the top of your docket?
The top of my docket is, continuing to make sure that we have a good, strong schools, that we are telling the story about North Adams and the opportunities that exist here for business and economic development, that we're working with developers on downtown housing opportunities, that we're focusing on our assets in culture and outdoor recreation. But again, really also, on the strength of our manufacturing sector and on the strength of workforce training and skill development through our schools, through McCann, and through regional resources.
Did you feel like a particular part of your platform or any of your successes from your first 2 years resonated with voters that you met with in campaigning for the second term?
Yeah, I think, again, the message of inclusion, the message of building a city and a community that is both focused on what we take from our history, but also of the opportunities. So recognizing this balanced perspective of we want to have high aspirations, but we want to make sure that we're taking care of the needs in our community, investing in infrastructure, doing long-term, financial and capital planning to make sure that we can keep moving forward.
Over the course of your tenure, you saw state leaders like Richie Neal and Maura Healey visit North Adams. You've also maintained a close relationship with Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer, who won re-election last night as well. What kind of relationships, both in the Berkshires and statewide, are important to making sure that North Adams achieves the goals you're setting out for it?
First of all, the collaborative relationship between North Adams and Pittsfield is incredibly important. We're the two cities in the Berkshires. We're, the largest communities, and we are able to kind of set the course and the tone. So the fact that Mayor Tyer and I will continue to do that for the next 2 years as she starts her next term and I start mine is incredibly important for both of us and to, to build on the relationship we have. Our state and national relationships are unbelievably important with our legislative delegation, with the team in the governor's cabinet and his, his folks. And then with our national legislators and their staffs, who, work with us, day in and day out and are really good contacts and really good resources. So we are, a small region, but we have huge impact, and the relationships that we have and that we build are essential to moving us forward.
Mayor Tyer has talked a lot about her efforts to bring federal funding into the Berkshires with other regional partners like yourself concerning the drug trade in Berkshire County. What are you hoping that federal funds can bring to cities like North Adams and Pittsfield who have experienced both the opioid epidemic and crime?
It's a couple of things. One, first and foremost, is the expertise and the training of what are practices that have worked well that can be adapted that we can deliver to our folks who are on the front lines, whether that's the police in North Adams and Pittsfield, whether that's the countywide task force through the DA's office. And then it is resources, it's funding, it's equipment, it begins with training and making sure that our folks who are on the ground are able to identify and address the challenges that exist. But then also that there are resources on the back end for treatment, for diversion, for people who are struggling with substance misuse as part of the overall opioid epidemic.
Looking into the city council, would you see like a good coalition of people to work with for the next couple of years?
Yeah, definitely. I think every council is different because it's made up of different people. And so you have three people who were not on the current council, two former councilors coming back, and then Jess Sweeney as a first-time councilor. And I think that group will learn, as any group does, to, you know, their style of working together. And then I'll get to understand and to know the group as a whole and how we work together. And, you know, I think it's an opportunity to do two things. One, to continue to build on what we've established over the first term, but also a chance to do a reset. You know, it's kind of the clock starts again on January 1st.